Welcome to your daily devotional, May 21st. Integrity. Job chapter 27 and verse 5. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. Integrity can be defined as doing the right thing before God and man because it is the right thing. People who act with integrity are trusted and respected, although not always liked. Sadly, in the 21st century, integrity has become a lost art. Adversity can be a great test of one's integrity. The temptation to take shortcuts and to seek a quick fix to problems can undo a person. Bitterness towards God and a defeatist attitude can undo one's integrity. Job could have taken his wife's advice, but he held to his integrity while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Consider also your integrity in business. Do you take gifts from vendors or clients knowing that something is expected in return? The Bible calls that a bribe, but do you justify them as otherwise in your own mind? Do you take chances with your marriage and families, excusing your sinful behavior on some false basis? Once you start to put away your integrity a little bit, the natural progression of that, left unchecked, will end in damaged relationships, a destroyed reputation, and loss of fellowship with God. Friends, let us vow today to maintain our Christian witness at all times, even in the face of trials and temptations. Let us say with Job, "Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me." Whether you will do that is entirely up to you. If there is a loss of integrity, do not blame others or your lot in life, but rather blame yourself. If you have taken any step to compromise your integrity, repent of your sin today, get off that road, and run in the other direction. For safety, run to God through Jesus Christ and find help, peace, and direction through Him.